He vanished, but reappeared instantly. "Is your name Eyre, miss?"
"Yes."
"Person here waiting for you."
I jumped up, took my muff and umbrella, and hastened into the inn passage. A man was standing by the open door, and in the lamplit street I dimly saw a one-horse conveyance.
"This'll be your luggage, I suppose,"
said the man rather abruptly when he saw me, pointing to my trunk in the passage.
"Yes."
He hoisted it onto the vehicle, which was a sort of car, and then I got in. Before he shut me up, I asked him how far it was to Thornfield.
"Matter of 6 miles."
"How long shall we be before we get there?"
"Happen an hour and a half."
He fastened the car door and climbed to his own seat outside, and we set off. Our progress was leisurely and gave me ample time to reflect. I was content to be at length so near the end of my journey, and as I leaned back in the comfortable, though not elegant, conveyance, I meditated much at my ease. "I suppose," thought I, "judging from the plainness of the servant and the carriage, Mrs. Fairfax is not a very dashing person. So much the better. I've never lived amongst fine people but once, and I was very miserable with them. I wonder if she lives alone, except this little girl. If so, and she is in any degree amiable, I shall surely be able to get on with her. I will do my best. It is a pity that doing one's best does not always answer. At Lowood, indeed, I took that resolution, kept it, and succeeded in pleasing. But with Mrs. Reed, I remember my best was always spurned with scorn. I pray God Mrs. Fairfax may not turn out a second Mrs. Reed. But if she does, I'm not bound to stay with her. Let the worst come to the worst, I can advertise again. How far are we on our road now, I wonder?" I let down the window and looked out. Milcote was behind us. Judging by the number of its lights, it seemed a place of considerable magnitude, much larger than Lowton. We were now, as far as I could see, on a sort of common, but there were houses scattered all over the district. I felt we were in a different region to Lowood, more populous, less picturesque, more stirring, less romantic.